like our family.
Disrespecting my whole family.
You want to make this family whole again?
You don't turn your back on family.
Your code is about family.
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 I want to get back into that. Yeah, we'll just start. I guess I don't know how we start.
How was your morning? What'd you do before you got here?
Luis Lopez is on the podcast, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah,
don't worry about this. Do you not want to talk about what you were doing before you got here?
I did hungover. I'm hungover.
Okay.
For one.
TJ has a drinking problem.
Got it.
Ha.
It also, it's also funny because he said, what'd you do this morning? And he immediately goes, Luis Lopez is here.
Nice.
I did Luis Lopez. That was fun.
It was all right.
No, what I did this morning, I woke up hungover. And then, oh, dude, we don't have heat. We don't have our heated water thing is broken.
I'm so confused about where you're living.
Showered
right
in the cold. What?
Are you living nice with Colin or are you still living?
I live with Dave and Nate right now, but I'm about to sleep on the couch.
Gotcha.
In a few weeks. Yeah. So I'm excited.
He's upgrading from a bedroom to a couch.
To a couch.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah. Woo. Pretty sick.
Does the couch have heat?
Couch has no heat.
It has blankets.
I live in the cold. I'm basically homeless in like 2 days.
Nice. It's
kind of sick.
That's perfect.
I'm pumped about it.
Dude, my I lived in the basement of a place in Queens. And there was no heat or like AC, and I moved in like in the dead of like summer. So since there was no AC down there, I would literally just fill up like a big like water bottle that I have, and I would fill it with ice water, and then I just like cuddle it all night.
That's sick.
That's
a good idea.
That's the only way I could like not sweat profusely through the night, and I would just hold it, and then I would wake up in the middle of the night and I have to refill it because it would warm up again, and it was the worst.
That's miserable. Dude, sleeping in horrible heat like that is miserable.
That's what I was going to say. I could, like, no heat. Like, if it's, like, 30 degrees outside, I could do that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But, like, dude, if it's 71 degrees, I hate it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It
used to be 69.
Oh, it was so bad, dude.
It's sick.
It is a... Yeah, I like to keep it cool in the room where I'm sleeping. Yeah. What was it like? What were the NYU apartments like where you lived there?
They were dorms, so they were cool. It was just... So there's, like, different, like, levels. Obviously, like, if you have, like, a lot of money, you can pay for like literally just like a private room, and you have like the whole suite is like to yourself, and God knows how much that is.
It's good that NYU just pumps kids for money on that level.
Wait, did you go to NYU?
I did, yeah.
Oh shit.
So some of them are like that. So there's a building called Palladium that's huge, and they have private suites that you can get, and I think it's like $20,000 a semester. And that's also in like the building has like a gym and like one of the biggest cafeterias on campus. So you have like the best place, and it's like $40,000 a year if you want to live there.
But if you're going to have that nice of an apartment, why would you also pay the premium to pay NYU? Like, you could just get a nice apartment around.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Like, why would you pay NYU for that?
I don't know. I didn't fucking live there. Yeah. But I'm saying that's like the one of the nicer ones. The place I stayed at was 2nd Street, and it was like the cheapest one because it's just... You know, it's basically a studio with bunk beds. So you just kind of chill.
Like, when I went to school, like, you couldn't, like, pay for better...
And NYU's just... That's so funny. They're so open about
it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
if you're rich, you can get what you want.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a school there.
This is baby. Lesson number one.
There's a school there where you literally just... If you make, like, a big enough donation, they're just like, you'll just go to Gallatin. You'll be fine.
That's fucking cool. Yeah, I like
every
that.
School?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
Wait, what were you saying?
That's sick that if they're like, yeah, if you're rich, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you're a poor little peasant, go sleep in the basement, bitch.
Oh, dude, like, it was not great.
You can clean the rich building. It's like, do I get like money off my dorm for that? It's like, no. We just think that's valuable experience for you. Yeah.
You're going to be working for these people, so just start now.
Honestly, this is networking.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a janitor job at a financial firm.
Yeah, imagine that. A hedge fund, huh?
Do you guys ever have like networking events at your schools?
I never went to a single one.
Dude, I did.
What'd you major in?
Economics.
Yeah, that's
Ask
why.
Ask me a question. Got nothing.
Dude, those were the worst because I did like finance. So like the business school is very like stuffy and about that. So dude, they would organize these things. They're like, you should all go. And they would go. And it's just so apparent that you're like, oh, what you follow the sports?
Yeah.
And then in the back of everyone's head, everyone's like, you just asked me this, so I would recommend you for a job later. And you're like, no, I want to know about you.
Yeah.
Ted, the guy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just funny crazy. Thinking about that with like Luis's particular way of talking and his demeanor, because it's hard not to picture him being like, what are you interested in? And Luis is like, whores. I love whores.
That honestly probably worked. That would give me more gigs.
He'd be like, fuck yeah, me too, dude. Honestly, hookers and cocaine.
I'm so glad there's a cool guy.
Yeah. The other guy was talking to me about sports.
Yeah.
fucking idiot.
Yeah. No, dude, that shit is the worst, though. When you get in, like, a suit and you're, like, they're trying to make conversation. And you're like, oh, you went here 4 years ago. How was it? And they're just like, I don't want to.
The same, man. The Koreans knew everything and nobody else did.
Yeah. But, yeah, Luis Lopez on the podcast talking about family.
Yes. TJ's very awkward with transitions and segments.
I don't know.
That was great. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I would have blown right through it if you didn't fucking bring it up again.
Luis Lopez, comedian extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah. From out of Portland, Oregon.
You're from Portland?
Yeah. But I started here.
Yeah. You're from Portland. You didn't do comedy there. You've done it since then, right? Just for seasons.
In Portland?
Like, yeah. Green hair and septum piercings.
Yeah. I've done a few very woke shows over there. But I started here. And then I, so when I go back, you get to say, like, I'm a comic from, like, the city. And then you have, like, two credits that are very vaguely true.
I hate when people, like, when I was in Chattanooga, they'd bring me up that way. And the comics were very nice. But it's hard not to feel like, they're like, this next guy's from New York City.
Let's see what he got.
Yeah.
Is he
no,
really?
I own it. I'm like, yeah, you fucking peasants. Do you have an idea how much I pay in rent? Yeah.
I'm from New York.
Yeah.
Where famous people live.
You guys heard of it?
Yeah. It's also like you could just be from New York and stink at comedy, but just like,
oh, I'm sure that happens
else.
All the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. Think of all the bad comedians here. Just quick, like, let's name them.
TJ
Francis is top dog.
Wait, what's your name?
Tim Francis.
Huh?
TJ Francis.
Tim Hohen?
No, bro.
Francis isn't even his name.
Dead name me. My name is Timothy John Francis Hohen.
No, I thought you made up the Francis thing. What
no, it's not. My middle name is John Francis.
John Francis. Is that a Catholic thing?
It's my
middle name and
dead grandfather's name.
Okay.
You want to keep going?
And your confirmation name?
No.
His name was John Francis?
Yes. I have two middle names.
Did he have a strong handshake?
So strong.
That's
I feel strongest. Like you should have known his name 3 episodes ago.
He doesn't care to listen to what I say.
I'm not really interested in other people.
That's fair.
I'm really just internal monologue. Like what?
It's great to have a podcast where you have guests. Then
what'd you say?
It's great to have a podcast where you have guests. Then,
but we got all sorts of.
I'm interested in people. No, but for real, my middle name is John Francis.
John
Francis.
And
then my confirmation name is Raymond, which is my other dead grandfather's name.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luis, what's your middle name?
Angel.
What? First accent on the
show.
Yeah,
dude. What's up?
My name is Luis Angel Lopez.
Yeah, Angel. You nailed it.
Wait, is it spelled Angel?
Yeah.
That's sick.
I'm here to do a stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Do you speak Spanish?
Huh?
Do you speak Spanish?
Just my middle name.
He's a poacher.
Just
dude.
Your middle name.
That'd be hilarious. That's all you know. Just.
Do you remember that the Family Guy joke?
Big. What?
The Family Guy joke where the guy's like, he explains to Brian... like his Spanish was wrong, and the guy goes, oh, and Brian goes, oh, you speak English. He goes, no, 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 just that sentence and this sentence explaining it.
Yeah.
He's like,
really?
You're joking. Okay.
So funny.
Okay. Do you have a confirmation name?
I don't know what that is.
Did you grow up Catholic?
I did.
You don't know what confirmation is and you grew up Catholic?
I know what confirmation is. I didn't. Oh, is that, that's the thing
you'd
when you turn 18?
No, you'd pick a name. You'd be like,
but
I'm
that's
confirmed.
Like the last step, right? So like you get baptized, then you take your first communion, then you get the confirmation. Yeah, I never did the confirmation.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So you're not confirmed Catholic.
Wait, nah, dude.
So I can't trust you.
You get to choose your name?
I can't trust you.
You get to choose your confirmation name?
Yeah,
so
Luis,
my name is Luis Angel Scarface Lopez.
No, it has to be a saint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Saint Scarface.
Saint Scarface.
Saint Scarface. Dude, I was thinking about that. It's not because in your... when you take your first communion, you get to kind of like choose your godfather and god like parents.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And
you're like, I'll take my dad back.
Dad, come back.
I chose Jesus. This random like
Jesus.
Family that I chose the people whose sons I was like friends with. I chose them because I was like, oh, this kid's cool. And also because they had a peacock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a pet
That's
peacock?
Sick.
It wasn't like a fancy peacock, though. It was just a peacock that was like tied up in their backyard
like
next to a swing set.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
it was the saddest thing ever looking back at it. But anyway, I saw it. I was like, that's dope. I never saw it spread its wings because obviously it was the depressed peacock.
Dude, that's so funny that you're in second grade and these people are like, we don't even really fucking know this kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to go to this church now.
Yeah, exactly.
That sucks.
But so no, I never got confirmed, so I don't.
Did you ever see the peacock?
Oh yeah, I saw the peacock all the time.
Was he friendly?
No, it was a very mean,
sad
peacock. You can never use a swing set anymore because they tied him to it. Isn't it weird that
really they tied him to the
well? A peacock's not just gonna stick around. I wonder how they first caught the peacock. I never
did
thought
they
about
catch
that.
Or did they,
oh,
buy
they didn't
it?
Buy it?
No, they didn't buy it.
What kind of trash family?
Yeah,
is this?
Who?
Oh, it's not good.
Are you poor?
Huh?
Were you poor?
That's, yeah, that's poor behavior.
Dude. Yeah,
dude,
of course.
We got a peacock.
Well,
it's tied to the tree.
We met the family through church. So of course, yeah, I feel like if you go to church they that much,
even, they weren't even church members. They were just near the church because they were chasing the peacock.
They just wanted to tell everybody, "Stop what you're doing. We got a peacock in the back." And the priest's like, "Fuck, all right." He's got everybody like, go to their house.
He's got like seven feathers left. It doesn't look good.
Damn, dude, I want to talk about Jesus, but they got a peacock.
Yeah, dude, I wonder what, it must be dead by now. I wonder how you bury a peacock.
Same way you bury anything else. What do you mean? But oh, like, you mean because like, you have to like make extra room for the fancy tail?
Yeah, exactly. Or you just like trim him?
Yeah. You
just took a like, very weird, sad you just turn. Like
fold him up.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably say, you know how they put like a bear's face?
Yeah. Oh,
you get stuffed.
Oh, that's just a good idea.
Take the,
so he's with you
peacock.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, that's
just
a great plan.
Just a shitty peacock. I hope no colors. Yeah, you just black
you
and white.
You don't even like touch it. He doesn't even have, he just has like, the tendrils, he doesn't have like the feathers on them anymore.
Yeah.
But they're fanned out. Yeah. It's like Wolverine before he got the metal on his claws.
No, it's like a dead tree in winter.
just no. Hey, no, you guys want to see a peacock that whose spirit is broken?
I never thought that could happen.
Are there wild peacocks in Portland?
Not anymore.
They're all tied to trees.
Because we got them all.
Wait, what was the peacock's name?
I don't remember,
peacock.
Dude.
Peacock.
Damn. Yeah. That's sick. Peacock the peacock?
Senor Peacock.
That was Luis's name for it.
Senor Peacock.
So you were confirmed. You were not confirmed.
I was not confirmed.
But you have a godfather.
Going straight to hell.
You don't have like a real godfather?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Like, I think it's like a sponsor. It's not godfather. When you're born, you think you get like, this
when
is
you're
your
baptized.
Godfather. No, when you're born. Or baptized, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, is godfather not a, that's not an every person thing?
I think everybody has a thing, but the thing
you
is,
you don't have a godfather?
No.
Well, I think that's a Jewish thing. They don't trust anyone.
It's a Christian thing.
Damn, dude. It's the right thing.
Are you like tied with the Godfather?
It's the correct thing.
Yeah. What? Are you tied with the Godfather?
Don't even know who it is.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
You seem like you'd have like a cool Godfather you smoke cigars with and stuff.
I don't know who my Godfather is. I know who my Godmother is.
Are you guys tied?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you know? I know I have a Godfather. I just don't know. And I'm sure I know him and like we're close. I just don't know who it is. Like, I can't remember who it is.
Okay, but it's like, what, your dad has friends.
It's probably like my dad's uncle, or my dad's brother, I mean.
Gotcha. Do you have a godfather?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Do you even need one after you're 18? Isn't a godfather
You don't
just
need one ever. It's the dumbest position you can ever
hold. Oh, that's true,
because
even if you do, if like both your parents do die, it's not like they have a legal obligation to do anything.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, if they die, that's like they're supposed to take care of you. But it's like,
yeah,
that's also
whose parents die.
That's not really. that's
so fucking funny. Whose parents die?
That's
fucking
not
losers.
Like, that's not like legally binding. It's not like
no.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, well, I was at this kid's baptism. Me and his dad actually fell out 15 years ago. It's like, well, sorry, you're on the church documents. Yeah. You have to take him.
God said you have to take him.
Yeah, you just get side eyes at church.
Yeah. So yeah,
was church a thing for you growing up?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Are you? Is your who's Spanish? Both your parents?
Yeah, both my parents are Mexican. So
they're big Catholics.
Yeah, my mom was like like super into it. Like she was like part of like the like volunteer
rosary
board.
Shit. She's always praying with the rosary.
What's the candle? She had one of those. What's the candle situation in your mom's house?
Hella.
There's Jesus on. There's a couple candles. Yeah, she has
any Jesus face candles.
Now she has a big cross on like a table, like as soon as you get upstairs, and under it she has two candles. One's Jesus and one's Mother Mary. Yeah.
So you fuck with Mary?
Huh?
You fuck with Mary?
I fucked Mary.
That's well, dude, Jesus, go to hell.
She never been fucked. Yeah. She just got pregnant.
Yeah. Why would you? Why
she
would
got
you
fucked
say
after,
this?
Dude. She was wiling out when Jesus was when Jesus was on his thing. He was out of the house a lot. Mm-mm. I was around.
Dude, you keep talking ill. Keep talking ill.
Right. We're not going to do anything, but you'll pay
for
this later.
We are on the 27th floor, so fucking tread carefully, dude. We're so high right now. God
lightning
can just
strike.
Do these windows open?
That one opens a little bit.
Damn. Oh, dude, if I when the day comes, I'm coming here. Going right off.
To kill yourself?
Yeah. I would jump off a building.
There's
That'd
a
be
roof.
Sick. That's too high.
It's too high to kill yourself. It's too scary.
I couldn't even get to the edge.
So church every Sunday and is there Wednesday thing as well?
That I would go every Sunday, mm-hmm, and then my mom would go like Sunday, Saturday, and then like a couple days during the week.
Damn, your mom is hardcore.
My mom was
like,
hardcore.
That's fucking sick,
yeah,
dude. Good for you. She still?
Not so much. Now she just goes Sundays.
It's weird that like I feel like mom, like even parents, once their kids get older, like fucking church.
Well, it's like
yeah,
they don't need to go that much.
They're like I bored them enough with this. Yeah, I remember one time when
do you go to church at all now?
No. I remember one time when I was getting ready to take your communion, you have to take like Saturday classes to like learn and like pass this test. And I remember once we were on the way, I was talking to her in the car. I was like, I'm just so annoyed. Like, church ruins my whole weekend now. And she was like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
This isn't ruining your weekend.
And I was, did I say that?
And then looking back, por los dias.
No.
But dude, looking back at it, I was like, I was 100% right. This is this is a boring, dude, annoying
CCD?
Thing I have to do.
Is it you call it CCD?
I don't know.
That's what we call it. It was like the Sunday. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like Sunday school class, on Saturday.
Sunday school,
you have to go and like learn about it. And then Sunday, you still have to go to church.
Yeah. I was like, I just fucking did the whole thing yesterday.
Luis's mom pulls over on the side of the road and just do it like crossing herself.
We have to pray. Pray.
Pulls rosaries out of the glove compartment.
Take one.
Damn.
I was never going to listen to this.
So wait, does your mom or dad like... Is your dad Catholic? Or like hardcore at it?
I don't know. He when we were doing it, he was...
Are your parents married?
Oh, here's...
Bro. Oh, dude, you wanna get into it?
This is the thing.
That's what the podcast is for. Yeah. Dude, let's start.
So growing up, both my parents like obviously went to church because we all went together. So my mom was way more into it than my dad. Like my dad, I think, kind of just went because he was like, yeah, we're Mexicans.
They have
so
cockfights in the basement. It's tight.
And then... So they were both like obviously like into it to the extent that they would go. Yeah. He didn't like volunteer or do anything. So that was like it up to a certain point. And then when I was 14, I think it was 13 or 14, my father got deported. So
damn.
So then since he got deported, I don't know what his church going habits are.
He has to walk 15 miles to get to church now. It's a lot.
It's crazy.
Is he in Mexico?
Yeah.
What? Your dad's in Mexico?
Yeah.
And your mom's not?
No.
Are they like together?
No. It kind of caused a ruffle
the
in the relationship, if you will.
Divorce?
Yeah, or separation, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, hold
on. That's about as separated as you can be, I would say.
How did he get, why? Like, what was the, what happened?
What do you mean?
Did he like...
He was illegal.
I know, but like, I feel like,
like it's like
something has to happen for them to be like, oh, you shouldn't be here.
No, that's the thing. Nothing like really happened. It was just a random day in August.
That fucking blows,
the doors get kicked
dude.
In?
No, because they can't enter your house. Because that's like, I think, I don't know if it's a breach of contract or anything. But
you can't get me. I'm in here.
You can never get me.
That was the thing in when they were doing a bunch of like raids in like... in like Texas or California.
Like, damn it.
It's like base.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah. In like Texas or California, where they were doing a bunch of raids, they would all go to a church because it's a place of worship. And like federal authorities can't go into a place of worship to do anything. So they would just all go to church and they would just hang out there. But that was in the situation with back in 2010. I think they just waited outside of our house, and then like when they saw like cars leave the house, they would just go and they'd follow them, and then they'd pull you over. Yeah, it was fucking wild.
Damn.
They just hid inside a taco truck. They're like, eventually
they'll be here.
Oh,
be like,
man.
Can I get my receipt? Can I get your receipt?
Did you cry?
Yeah.
How old are you?
14, I think.
Do you still talk to him a lot?
No. Really? So there was a period where I think I was 14, because then there were like 10 years where I didn't like talk to him at all. And then randomly one day I was like, oh, I'll talk to the guy again, because he like messaged me on Facebook and I just never like responded or read it. And then randomly I was like, we'll talk. And it's weird because after you don't talk for so long, you expect there to be like, all right, there's this like relationship now, but like I don't really like know the guy anymore. And like, that's nor so does he know weird, me. Man. So now it's just a weird, distant relationship where randomly he'll text me and be like, you good? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right. That's it.
That's fucking sick. That's like, what?
Why is that sick?
I don't know. I'm like, damn, that's like kind of cool that like there's just like a person in Mexico that like you have a relationship to, but you don't even.
I mean, I think I would rather prefer having a consistent.
For sure. Yeah. I get that, but I'm just saying like, it's just like, I don't know. It's not sick, I guess. But it's just crazy. It's crazy.
TJ just has a very limited vocabulary to react to things.
I don't know. I guess it's more like
sick.
Tight.
Yeah. He's like, is, tight is it groovy? Yeah. Would you say it's groovy?
All right. So, but we've talked about this a couple. So, but you guys, he was your dad. He was around before he.
Yeah. No, he was
a good dad growing up.
Yeah. When I was really young, we were like very poor. So he had like two jobs. So he would work his first job.
Which was?
I think he worked at a factory. He was like I don't know, in whatever the fuck you do in a factory. So he would work that, like I think like, you know, like an 8 to 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he'd come home and I would see him when we would like eat dinner. And then I was little, so then I basically have to go to bed right after. And then he would leave again to do a second job.
Damn.
Which was like at a Black Angus, like a restaurant thing.
Gotcha.
So we'd do that, and then I assume he would fucking come back home, sleep, and then get up and go do his job again. So we did that for like I don't know how long before me, but then until I was probably, I don't know, maybe like 9, and then he got like a better job where he could quit his second job. Mm-hmm. So then he would like, you know, I'd see him more often. Like he'd take me to like practice baseball and shit. So he was a normal father, I would say.
Damn, that's crazy that he would do the 2-job thing.
Dude, I can't fucking imagine.
That sucks.
Imagine working like 80 hours and you still make like fucking like 20 grand
a
year.
That's what I'm saying. Like yeah. The people at the bodega, like at my house, like it's 24 hours and the dude's there all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of this?
It's probably his business, right?
Yeah, but he's there all the time.
Yeah.
Like 24/7.
It's insane.
I'm like, why do you, like, at some point you got to be like, what is the point of even trying to make all this money? I guess to give it to your family.
He's busting ass.
Yeah.
But it's just insane. You never see your family.
Yeah.
What, are they going to come in and get a chopped cheese and then you'll leave?
Yeah.
Wait, literally. So what was his job that he then got so he could quit the second job?
I think he became like the foreman of the factory.
Gotcha.
So that's enough where you make like, you know, like probably like 50K a year or something.
He's like real. Well, so, but this was an off the books job. Or did he have like a fake green card or something?
From what I understand, when he first got here, he thought he was doing it right because he had like a social security card.
Okay.
That was like worked. Like that's his social security number. Yeah. Okay. But he has nothing else besides that. But when you apply to jobs and shit, they literally just ask you for your social. So like they have that. It's like, all right, this kind of checks out.
Wait, how'd he get a social?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some weird coyote shit.
So wait, some guy just gave him a social and he just thought that was like,
I don't know how much he could have thought it was right, because I think when he came over, he was like in a truck.
Okay.
So it's like a very halfway, like you'll
he just
be able to
it was
work
like good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Like you'll be able to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, when did he come over here?
I don't know, dude. Probably like 89.
So it was probably like a whole, back then it probably was fine if you got over here and had a social. They probably weren't kicking that many people out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. So is he's, I don't know, like, is he allowed back here?
No, he got deported.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're like, go back, but you could also visit if you want.
Go back, but we liked you. So.
Get the fuck out of here. But by the way, we got great rates to fly in.
Go back and forth, you'll be fine.
Damn. So can he like never come back? Like, is it for life?
I don't know the legality of
process,
it.
Right?
Yeah, you got to be a thing where he's like,
yeah, I'm sure there's a whole thing to do it now.
But he's not even reaching out to
Luis.
He has a
whole new life in Mexico, dude.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's. I don't think there's any part of him that really like wants to come back that much.
Is he living a better life in Mexico?
I have no idea.
Or is he just like, he's just like old enough now that he's like, I'm not doing that again.
I think it's probably mostly that. He's got to be like 60 now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking you guys. You don't know my dad.
Damn, we should have had him on the podcast.
I don't think the language barrier might be tough.
Oh, he doesn't speak English?
I'm sure he doesn't speak it that much anymore.
So mom is still.
Yeah, mom's still here. Yeah,
so still a fucking troop.
Was mom born here?
No, but mom has like a worker's permit and everything now.
Okay.
So she's fine.
Wait, so wasn't there, I remember at one point you thought your dad and your brother were going to be deported, right?
Yeah.
But was your mom ever under threat?
Why your brother? Was he born in Mexico?
Yeah, but he also has like a fucking work thing. Everything worked out with him too. But yeah, so my mom was also a threat, but when they took away my dad and my brother, they can't take away everybody because I was 14. So they give you like some.
Are you not a citizen?
I am a citizen. Oh. So that's why I didn't also get deported.
Baby, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
anchor
what's up?
Baby. You were born here?
Yeah, so I was born here. So since I'm a U.S. citizen, they can't just like leave you alone like immediately. So they were like, all right, you have like 30 days or whatever to figure out what you want to do with your kid. So they left my mom here to like figure that out. And then like 2 weeks later, she like had a stroke. So when you have that, you're not fit to fly, and the government can't technically deport you because they can't fly you.
Crafty
out.
Move, Ms.
Yeah,
Lopez.
Dude. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Very stroke. Very dedicated to it, dude. Super dedicated to staying in this fucking place. But
just eating batteries. Like, yeah. I'm going to stay here for my boy.
Any day now. Any day.
But so because of that, they couldn't. What's it called? They couldn't like make her leave the country because she wasn't like fit to like move. So then she was like wheelchair bound for like a year, maybe a little bit more. And during that time, the paperwork that she had like submitted to like get asylum and like start working here, actually started like going through the system. So at the time she's like on a cane now, so she can walk around a little bit better. But by the time that happened, she was able to like get like everything else in order and like her paper shit. So now she's like fine.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice. It was it's a close call with death, but it kind of worked out.
Has she ever thought about becoming a? I'm sure she's thought about it. Has she gone through any of the process to become a citizen?
Yeah. So it's like it takes for fucking ever. Right. But in the meantime, while you have like a worker's permit, you're okay to stay here and like do your job as long as they keep renewing it. Which, you know, she's a 50-year-old lady that's lived here for 30 years, so they're like fucking you're fine.
Right. What does she do?
She works for the city.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so she's like a receptionist type thing.
Wait, going back to your dad getting deported. So what? How did it happen? It was just a random day in August.
It was just a random day. It was August 12th, 2010, and I remember it. And yeah, it was just a day when I guess they just had people outside waiting. So when they left each car, another like, you know, trooper or whatever followed them and eventually pulled them over. And I remember it was crazy because I woke up and I was just eating cereal because it was summer, so I didn't go to school. So I was just sitting there and then someone calls me from a number I don't know. So I was like, oh, that's weird. And I pick up and it's my dad calling me like from jail. He's like, hey, we're here. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, all right. And then my mom called me like 2 minutes later. She's like, we're fine. Call your aunt. I'm like, all right. And then I started calling my brother because I was like freaking out. And
also
then
in jail.
That's the thing. I finally get through to him. And I never get through to him because he's in jail. And then he calls me. And then he calls me from an unidentified number.
I'm fine.
But I
don't leave the house, baby.
Stay in the house. They can't touch you there. Or go to church.
Go to church. But I remember I was so stupid because he called me from a number I didn't know. And I remember he called me. I was like, dude, you're not going to believe this. So much is going on. He's like, no. He's like, don't worry. It's going to be fine. I'm like, all right, it's going to be fine. He's like, I am also here. Like, that means it's not fine.
Why didn't they tell you the whole story when they called you? They just didn't want you to
freak out. I'm sure they just didn't want me to freak out. And they also probably don't know that the other two are also detained.
Oh, did they not? Oh, they didn't.
Oh, they weren't together.
They all got pulled
separately? No, because my father went to work. Okay. My mom worked at a different place. And then my brother was like going to class. So they all went to different places. So none of them knew what was going on. Damn. So then by the time I...
Just tell your father, he'll handle it.
Exactly.
Well, mom, bad news.
Yeah, oh, God. Oof, guys, you need to really get your story straight because everyone is telling me different stuff. By that time, I walked to, because my parents had like a little corner store at that point. So I went over there and they had like little calling cards that you can dial to like get to different countries.
Wait, your parents had a corner store?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
One?
Yeah. And
damn, your dad grinded out there.
Streets. Well, my dad worked in that factory for like long enough that they were able to save up some money. So my mom also worked at the factory, but like upstairs as like doing data entry. Mm-hmm. And eventually they were like, oh, like we're both making like okay money. Why don't you just work and then we'll like try to start a business. So then they had a little corner store for a while. And then in that corner store, they sold like calling cards. So back, I'm sure it's different now because you have like WhatsApp and FaceTime and shit. Mm-hmm. But back then, you could only really call an international number without like murdering your minutes if you had this card. So you would like buy a card that's like $5 and it's like, all right, this should get you like 30 minutes. And then you scratch it off, you call the number, and then the lady's like, all right, where are you calling? And you're like, Guatemala. And
damn,
you're like, perfect.
2010, that's so right? Like bad technology.
It's wild.
Not a better.
It's so crazy. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
So you'd call this number and then they'd be like, all right, who do you want to call? You tell them the number and then they'd connect you with somebody over there. And then you'd hear the little automated voice go, you got, you know, 15 minutes left on this card. And perfect. So I walked over to our store. I got one of our cards. I called my aunt and she was like, we'll figure it out. And
everybody seems so not worried.
Yeah. Like, I think it's because I was whatever. Like, yeah, I think it's because I was, you know, like a child basically.
How old were you? 14?
I was 14.
They were like, Obama's president. Come
on. Yeah, he'll be fine. So
they're probably just giving us medals for being here.
So I did that. And then, a few hours later, they released my mom to like figure out what to do with me. And then this whole fucking thing started that we tried to figure everything out.
Damn. So you never saw your dad? Like,
no, I saw when they detain you, they take you to like a detention center. It's not like a jail. It's literally a center where a bunch of illegals hang out. And
probably sick. That place is probably
soccer
sick.
Game. Yeah. Pop it off, dude.
The lunch there must be amazing.
It's probably great time. Yeah.
Probably a great time.
But then there's just like ball. Some German dude who's like, I don't fucking like this place.
Yeah. It's like
this place is weird.
The one guy who's European, he's like, God damn it. Look at all these fucking illegals.
It's very lively. Yeah. Me with
them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you go there, and when it was up in Tacoma, Washington, which is like, you know, a few hours up from Portland, Oregon. And my mom and I drove up there once, and that's the last time I saw him. And it was stupid because you do the movie scene where it's like the hand on the glass. Yeah. And
you can't even touch them?
No. There's
But they're not prisoners. They're just like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't make the rules. Yeah.
I guess I did commit crimes in this country.
Illegal. Yeah, exactly. I like when people say that because I'm like, I think it's consensus that everyone's like, I would murder anyone for my kid. I'm like, so you don't think you'd like go across a river? Yeah. You don't think you'd take that leap? So, I remember that's the last time. And I remember doing this. And in my head, even though I was like crying and everything, I was like, it's kind of gay. Kind of stupid we're doing this move.
All right, Dad, you know.
All right, fist bump.
Fist bump through the glass.
Fist bump through the glass. Yeah, yeah.
Have a good day.
Peace.
Talk to you on Facebook in 7 years, maybe. that's funny.
Damn. Yeah, so that's the last time I saw him. And then, like I said, we talked now.
His
but it's like
just in there having a great time. He's like, it's tough in here, Luis. The door opens in the back. It's just like, it's just mariachi music. Having a great time.
Yeah, he has to put on a face for
his
Luis.
Dad's,
like, I miss you.
Yeah. His dad's not even in Mexico.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's just still there.
That would be pretty cool if like all like the deported people are just chilling in like a place.
Yeah, it's like you know, sober people go to rehabs, but the rehabs are like basically like saunas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
It's like,
so you're not a Mexican citizen of Mexico, are you?
No.
Okay.
Have you been to Mexico?
I went once when I was like 10, I think. And then
why Portland?
I don't know. I think like they probably like had parents, like a cousin's friend who like, you know, knew how to get like a job somewhere. Uh-huh. And then they moved there, because when my parents first moved here, they had like very typical like illegal jobs. Like my mom worked in like picking blackberries, and then like, you know, like being a hostess at Sherry's and shit. So then
at
I think Sherry, oh, it's like a regional, like it's a diner basically. Okay. So they did that for a while, and then I think you eventually just get sick of it, so you're like, hey, I have a fucking third cousin,
like
twice removed
job,
who can get you data entry.
Yeah.
It's like, oh fuck, dude, I get to sit down.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just such a step up that you're like, I'll go to Oregon. I don't know what that is, but I'll figure it out.
Damn.
Yeah, picking blackberries, it's fucking, like, you're just like literally hunched over in a field all goddamn.
Dude, and she told me about it because
how do you not squeeze the blackberries?
Oh yeah, it's so little.
<You're fucking>
yeah. She told me about it. She was like, it's worse when you first start because blackberries are on vines that are like thorny.
Yeah,
so your hands aren't tough to it yet. So when you first start, your hands aren't used to it and they're not callous. So you're just picking them and it hurts the whole time. But then after you do it for, you know, like 6 months or whatever, you can just reach in because your hands are just...
That's such like 8 hours of just...
It's also funny to think about like doing it for like your real job, and like white college kids are like coming out for the day to do it, and just like just seeing a kid bend over and be like, ow, this hurts, goodbye.
I remember that was the shitty thing about having like my first job. I was like, God, this sucks, I'm on my feet all day, they only give me half an hour for lunch, and I can't like bitch to her about it because she's like, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. Did you prick your hand every second? No, I'm sure it's fine.
Whoa, were you bitten by horse flies because you were outside?
Did you get a new cut and bleed every 5 seconds? No? All right.
Did you, when you sat down, did your supervisor threaten to send you to a different country?
That's so funny. So yeah, it was hard to bitch to them about stuff.
Were your parents strict?
My mom was very strict because she was very Catholic, right? But that's mostly it. And then my father was way more chill about stuff. I think it's because he was just a drunk for a long time.
Was he a drunk?
Yeah, not when I came around, he wasn't. I don't think he drank that much anymore. But when my brother was growing up, I think he had a problem.
How old's your brother?
My brother's 32.
Okay.
What kind of drunk are we talking?
I don't know. I wasn't around. Hmm. I didn't really ask for details. Hmm. Yeah.
Damn, that's sick.
drunk parents, pretty
sick,
tight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Wait, so your brother, because your brother was born in Mexico and also came over here.
Yeah.
As a baby?
Yeah, like 2 months.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
2 months. God damn. All right.
Crazy.
Are there like, so other than your dad being a drunk, have there been like differences between you and your brother's experiences growing up that you've talked about? Like other ways that things were different for him before he came around and stuff?
When I was born is just after they bought like their first house. Like a little house.
Wow.
So he grew up like way more like poor than I did for his like first 6 years, because they were just hopping around apartments and my parents were just like still not doing very well. So that's like the the biggest difference I would say is that he saw more of like the really shitty years. And when I came along, they were like financial enough to like put a deposit down in a house. And like my father quit his second job eventually. So it was a little more farther along when I was there. But besides that, no, I think we had very like similar lives up to a point.
Is he, what does he do? Is he married or anything?
Yeah, he's married. He works at like a CrossFit gym. He's like a coach.
Oh, is he ripped?
No, but he's strong.
Okay.
Yeah, he's built like Jason, but just strong.
Way stronger
so
than me.
So fat. So really fat.
You know, this is the hurt. You know, Jason's feelings pop.
He's not like ripped, but he deadlifts like 500 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like a strong man. Yeah.
And he works at a CrossFit or owns it?
He works. He's like a coach at a CrossFit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he like tells you to snatch and shit.
That's really cool.
Do you have any insight into like has your mom told you about what their life was like in Mexico before they got over here?
Yeah, like a little bit.
Like what part of Mexico and stuff?
My grandma lives in my grandma lives in a very dangerous area, mm-hmm. but she's lived there for so long that like
she's the queen.
She saw like
don't touch Abuelita.
literally that, like because like the like gangsters and like cartel members of her area, like she saw them when they were like children, and randomly they'll like come around. They'll be like. Like, what are you doing? Like, old lady. And she'd be like, and she's like, what are you doing out there? She's like, come inside, have some tacos.
Awesome.
And she'll literally like feed them. So like no one in the neighborhood like fucks with her.
That's
because she's
awesome.
Been there so long.
That is so cool.
That they're like, what the fuck? Don't yell at Leticia. What are you doing? Right. So she's like, that's like where my mom grew up. Like, it's still the same house and everything. But when they were growing up, they were like doing, you know, well enough. They had like properties and shit around. And, but my father grew up like dirt poor, like ridiculously poor, like to the point that like you wouldn't believe it. Right. So
dirt floors, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleeping on the dirt floors?
Probably. I don't know. I remember he told me a story once that he would go like fishing and to like get like fish for like, you know, the family.
But fishing because he had to.
Yeah exactly. Not as a fucking getaway.
Yeah.
But, and he would walk there and it was like an hour walk and he had like a what's it called? You know, a bucket of whatever you throw in the thing. And he had another small bucket that was just literally like spice, like hot sauce almost, but like different. And he was like, I would just like kind of like stick my finger in and like eat that and just kind of like go on my walk, get his fish and then walk an hour back. And that would be like what they have for dinner that day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Wait, so
why wouldn't he just go to the store?
Yeah, why didn't he just buy a nice fish?
Do they not have Whole Foods over there? This guy's an idiot.
So was he a farmer, or was it like the type of thing where like they couldn't even really farm?
I don't know. I don't know that. I just know he was stupid poor.
Did he ever is he ever like in drug shit there?
I think he wasn't like in the cartel or anything, but he was not like an upstanding citizen. So that's why when like he met my mom, like my mom's family hated him. Like they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And like
Abuelita's like, this guy's tight.
Yeah.
Dude, and I remember when my mom, I don't remember, I wasn't there. My mom told me that when she met my father's like parents, they were just confused because my mom had like shoes on. And
the fuck are those things? What are you? Where are your feet?
Basically, because they were like,
look at this. This bitch doesn't have toes.
They were sorry for robot? All the wrong reasons. But they saw her. They saw her with her shoes, and they were like, you know, like decent shoes, and they were like all dirty because like she had to like go through like fucking all the like their neighborhood where it's just like dirt floors and dirt roads and everything. And my father's mom saw my mom, and she was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
she's like, "You shouldn't be here. Like, why are you with them? Like, leave."
Your dad must great dick.
Yeah, I was gonna say
my dad knew how to fucking put it down.
Dad slang.
That's absolutely what it was.
And
shit, baby.
And yeah, so they ran away.
How did their parents meet?
I think they just met like in the city.
What city did your mom grow up in?
Like outside of like Mexico City.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure
is that the New York?
That's a big city in Mexico. Yeah. Uh-huh. So then they like ran away, and when they were running away to America, they like my grandfather on my mom's side like was a very charismatic guy. So he knew like senators and like police chiefs and like all sorts of people. So they're like, go find them. And when you find the guy, kill the guy and bring my daughter back.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Your uncle, or who was that?
Your mom's
grandfather.
Dad?
Yeah. Your grandfather
was trying
is
to get your
man.
Dad killed.
Yeah, dude. Dude,
how come every fucking person on this podcast grandfathers kill people? Yeah. So far, Arden's like, yeah, my grandfather killed a guy, got out of jail in 2 years.
And then also got killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that's wild. So, dude, my grandfather had a scar on his face because someone hit him in the face with a machete. It was across both cheeks and his nose.
Wait, but this is the rich grandfather.
That's...
Yeah.
Wait. So he told senators, if you see him, kill him.
He told like
told John McCain, if you see the guy...
I think he told Juan McCain.
I think he mostly talked to his like police chief's friends, but
yeah, Mexico is fucked up.
It's wild.
It was like the situation where like if they had gotten him, they just would have like driven him out somewhere. And then
I don't even think they would have driven him out. I think they would have just shot him
in the face.
Yeah. In the street, and people be like, "All right, it's Tuesday."
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the cops did it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. But
we respect the police here.
Yeah. I remember my mom told me that she called back to.
Don't
her mom.
My husband.
Yeah,
no kill.
Because they didn't know. They were just like, they didn't know that was probably it's probably a bad idea to like you know stick around too long, mm-hmm. And she called.
How do we identify him? It's the dude with no shoes. The guy.
It's a lady with shoes and a guy with no shoes. Usually,
it doesn't match.
Yeah,
it's like.
And I remember she said that she called her mom, and she was and my grandma told her she was like. You got to come back. It was like, your grandfather like has sent like people. Like, you got to come back. And that's like the opposite of what you should do in those scenarios. So they just kept, you know, like trying to leave.
Oh, it was like, she was like, you should come back. Your husband's still going to die, but then like they'll be nice to you.
I think it's probably, they probably made the promises like, we won't kill him if you come back.
Jesus. But they probably, do you think they would have? Because they were married. There's no like divorce in Mexico, right? At that time.
I don't even think they were married.
Gotcha.
I think that's probably why they were also
mad. Oh, yeah. Scandal.
Yeah.
El Scandalissimo, dude.
Scandalissimo.
Yeah.
So it's, it was a very wild escape.
Did your dad knock your mom up out of wedlock?
I think so, yeah.
Dude.
Ooh, that's fucking tight, dude.
That's illegal.
Before marriage. Yeah, they're very Catholic. That's probably the problem.
It's so funny that they're very Catholic, but then they're also like, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
The number one on the fucking Ten Commandments. I'm going to do that.
Thou shalt not kill unless someone pipes down your daughter.
Yeah.
And in runs case, away and doesn't own
figure
shoes.
Figure it out. Doesn't own shoes.
How did he even... There's glass on the street here. How did he even find you?
You get used to it. You're prickly.
I didn't even know Mexico City was like... I didn't know like cartels were big in Mexico City. Because your mom still lives there? Your grandma still lives there?
I don't think it's like in the heart of the city.
What if your grandma fucking like, runs the cartel?
That'd be fucking dope, dude.
And we don't know about it.
I'd be like, nice, now I can make all the cartel jokes I want.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
Would you worry about it?
I would worry about it sometimes because I've done.
If you went to like El Paso or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, part. That's a city.
You gotta watch more cartel shit. They're the coolest people.
So dude, cool. You should watch Narcos.
Have you seen.
I saw the first season.
Have you seen Sicario?
Yes.
Sicario rocks.
Good movie.
Have you seen Traffic?
No.
Really good.
I'll watch it tonight. Sicario 2, is that good?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. And that was movies.
Movie
that was White Dudes Talking Movies.
Hey, there we go.
Brought to you by
another podcast.
Jason Davis.
Luis doesn't watch movies.
Do you each have multiple podcasts?
I mean, me and Matt haven't recorded ours in months.
Oh, good.
I do another one, yeah.
Good.
Me and TJ haven't recorded this in months.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you're consistent with your endeavors.
Well, we're trying to...
Trying to do more. I had a job. Whatever. I mean, nobody cares about this.
Let's go back to murderous grandparents.
Three people don't care about this.
Yeah, Luis's grandpa was going to kill his dad. Dude, you get the good stuff.
This is the good stuff, folks.
You guys need more minorities.
So then, did they go straight?
If you guys want to hear how this ends, patreon.com/family. Just kidding.
At that point, is that when they went to America?
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay. So, young.
Yeah, your dad
love.
Had to go to America or else he was dead.
Basically.
And then he got sent back to Mexico.
Yeah. But
still alive.
He doesn't like live
died,
around that
how
area.
How quickly do you think you'd hear about it?
I think it'd take me a while.
That's crazy.
I think it'd take me like probably several months.
Get out of here.
Who would you even hear it from?
That's what I'm saying. Who would
Abuelita.
I hear it from?
Yeah, there's no connection between his father's side of the family and his mom's side of the family.
Wow, so he's like out of your life, like completely.
Yeah, and both, I don't know either of his parents.
So he could be dead.
And they're both dead.
No, he's not dead. Is he dead?
He might be dead.
He might be dead.
I haven't talked to him in three, 4 months.
He can't even go to Mexico City. The police chief still knows.
Oh, shit, he might be dead. Because last time he texted me, he was like, hey, did you get the vaccine? I was like, yeah, is it good? I got COVID. It sucks.
And that was the last time you heard from him?
Yeah. Damn, my dad's dead.
No,
damn,
dude.
R.I.P. dad.
Probably not. Honestly, odds are, like, 77% chance he's not.
Yeah, COVID's a hoax.
COVID is a hoax.
Oh, we're getting into hell yeah, dude.
Can we get down to talk about it?
That's the most excited I've seen TJ do in this whole thing. I brought up murderous grandparents, scandals, wedlocks, Catholicism. He's like, dude,
Catholicism, like that would get me going.
So, okay, your parents, they're young and in love.
Yeah.
Your dad's thumping her down so much that she's down to leave the good life and come to America.
Dick. Yeah, exactly.
They get here. By the time you are of age and like observing their relationship, do they still seem like happy and in love? How's the marriage?
Yeah, I think they seem fine. They would fight. Well, let me rephrase this. In the beginning,
I left shoes for you.
In the beginning, they seemed like every, obviously, like marriage and relationship has like its fights and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would see those occasionally. I'm like, all right, whatever. They fight sometimes, but they still like joked around. They fucked around with each other. They had fun from what I could see. Mm-hmm. And then later, it started getting like, you know, just bad. Cause I think it was just a bad relationship after a while. Mm-hmm. So when I was like 12, I think I was like 12. My dad was like, hey, we're going to get like a divorce. And I was like, all right, whatever.
All right, as long as you stay in this country.
Exactly. It's not like I'm never going to see you again. Yeah. It's not like you'll abandon me forever. That's not how a divorce is. And then, all right, cool. And then that was that kind of plan. It was to the point that we were like figuring out like, all right, who, we were trying to like figure out the scheduling of everything. I was like, all right, my brother will live with you. I'll live with my mom. We'll like alternate weekends. We'll do whatever. Right. And that was the idea.
Are you the mama's boy?
It's fucked up. I like my dad. I liked my dad more than I liked my mom, but I liked my mom more than my brother liked my mom. My brother was way closer with my dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So then, I was like, yeah, we'll just put it that way. My brother was older by that point anyway, so they were basically just going to be fucking roommates. Yeah. And yeah, and then they never got the divorce because, you know, love conquers all.
They just worked it out?
No, my father got deported.
Oh, they were... were they in the process of getting divorced when that happened?
I don't even know if they were actually going to do the whole...
She called him in, dude.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I'll call him. I'll have a stroke now.
Yeah. I don't want to do the paperwork. I don't even know if they would have actually like gotten quote-unquote a divorce or if they would have just like left.
Gotcha. Your mom set this whole thing up. Got him deported. She stayed. But what is Luis going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody has to stay. Oh, no, I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
And then she was like, if one of my sons is getting deported, it's the one who doesn't even like me.
Yeah.
Does your mom date now?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you talk to your mom a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't. She doesn't tell me if she's fucking getting
dicked
down. She
still lives in Portland.
Yeah, she's in Portland. Lives.
Does she live with anybody? Just
no, it's just her. Yeah. So I go back to see her. You know, as often as I can.
It's just her and her female roommate. They only have one bed, which is weird. But.
Yeah.
Do you you like go home for like Christmas and stuff? And
she's coming to New York for Christmas this year. But I was just there in I think June or something. I try to go like once or twice a year.
Your mom's going to see St. Patrick's Cathedral and just start crying. Just be overcome with
the emotion. She's been
there before. Adios mio.
She's been there before. She was very happy about it. I was like, all right, I get it. It exists.
Will you go home for Thanksgiving? You go home for Thanksgiving?
No, my brother lives here, so we're just going to do Thanksgiving together.
Nice.
And then we're
Are you close with your brother?
Yeah, he lives a block away from me.
Really?
Yeah, I live on street and street, and he lives literally two blocks away.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I just had a question about... I forget.
Yeah, so you said that your dad abandoned. Do you feel abandoned?
I think I did, like, in the moment, because it was just...
What do you think he was going to do exactly?
I thought he'd just fucking do the illegal shit again and come back.
Gotcha.
Because, like...
It's pretty hard, right?
Yeah, how hard could it be? They did it in the 80s.
Yeah. As the 80s. Is a different time.
Like, now you think it was tougher for, like, an older guy, but back then you weren't thinking about that?
No, the thing is, I just remembered, he got deported once before also.
Oh, okay. Two deports? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because that... Oh, fuck, I missed this part.
Was this before you were born?
No, this was... That's the thing, fucking thing I forgot about. When I was... when he told me that they were going to get a divorce, he was driving back from a baseball game. Classic move.
Big baseball fan?
Yeah, I played it from like 5 to like 18. So I played it for like ever.
But then he was too tiny. So he transitioned to tiny guys.
Dude, I realized I wasn't going to make it because there was a kid in my high school who I'd never seen before. And I was like, and he was like, oh, you play baseball? I was like, yeah. I was a dick because I was pretty good. And I was like, oh, are you good? And he was like, yeah, I'm all right. And I was like, all right, cool. And I realized I never met the kid because he had been playing for the varsity for the varsity team at the high school since he was in seventh grade.
That's awesome.
Damn.
He was so good. His name's Trace Lair. He's in the Rangers organization, I think.
That's pretty
and,
cool.
And he got drafted at high school. Killer guy. But I remember when I saw him, I was like, oh, he's so much faster. He throws so much harder. He's such a better hitter.
He's a man.
He's
Trace Lair is such a baseball name.
It really is.
That is the most
he took. He was a year older than us because he took a year off to go play in DR. Like he was an amazing player. Sick. Yeah. And
I him on the podcast.
And I so that's a side note. That's when I realized I wasn't ever going to make it in the league. I was like, oh, yeah, fucking whatever. And he was bringing me back from a baseball game. Sorry, back to my father.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was bringing me back from a baseball game. He was like, we're going to get divorced. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And then he gets pulled over. And then the cop is like, have you been drinking? He's like, I had like a beer.
I don't know cerveza.
And then,
what if, have you been drinking? Not really, just beer.
Nope, just Modelo. That's it.
So then he got arrested. And then when you get arrested, obviously you get deported. And then I remember I was like, ah, man, that stinks. And then randomly, like, a month or two later, he just wakes me up in the middle of the night. He's back at my house.
They can't keep me out, me out.
And I was like, I remember waking up and I was like, the fuck? He was like, hey, I'm back. I was like, okay. And I just went back to bed. And the next day, we just like went back to life like normal. That's I wonder so how he got his job back
I'm
again.
I'm back. I'm going to go get some cervezas.
That's so awesome that he so just came I, back.
That's
and
the
nothing.
Thing.
How long was he gone?
Like I said, like a month or two.
Where'd you go? To Mexico?
That's yeah, he got that's where they send you if you're from there.
Oh, so you think the second time he's like, I'm not fucking going back for that kid.
That the thing I was I think in
he's
my
grown,
head
he's 14.
I think in my head
why
I was
is he
like
not working yet.
I had three jobs by the time I was 14. So by the time he left again like 2 years later, I was like, all right, just do it again, bro. How much could it have changed in 2 years? And then
and your dad's just like, just visit Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then,
get deported. Be cool.
Yeah. Be one of us. So, but he like got deported. Then he like left. Like he like kind of like ghosted us.
Yeah.
So I think that's when I started feeling like what are you doing?
Oh, because you thought he might come back again like he had the first time.
Yeah. And it was also just so much worse this time because the first time that I'd seen it, it was just him and he was driving drunk. So one person in my family did a crime and then they make you leave because you committed that crime. The second time it happened, it was everybody. So I was like, I'm
alone.
Alone. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're like my guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because your whole life growing up, your father particularly is always like, hey man, if anything happens, like you can come to me. I'm your father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's the point when I needed the most help.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you'll be fine. So that's when I started feeling like the most like come on. That's yeah. when I started feeling like you said, like kind of like betrayed.
Right.
But then I think
that got real.
I think as you get older, you kind of realize like, you're right. It's basically you're going to get divorced anyway. You kind of want to start your own life. My mom was for all intents and purposes at that point, kind of like crazy. So I was like, all right.
Crazy how?
She's not crazy. She was just very like, I wouldn't want to marry a woman like my mom. Like they had so many fights. The divorce made sense to me. So I was like, all right, it's just a extra step above a divorce.
This yeah. is just also like how much dudes like stick together. Luis's dad is like getting deported for drunk driving Luis. And Luis is just like, yeah, my mom's like not chill for some reason.
That's hilarious. But so yeah, that's, and then I think also it's just time. You're like, all right, dude, whatever. Like you were there for a decent chunk of my life. And then the formative years from like 14 to like 18, I kind of just like figured it out. So I was like, all right, I'll be fine.
Would you go visit him in Mexico?
No, I don't want to fucking go down there. They don't have shoes.
Oh, the hand thing.
The gay hand thing, yeah.
With the music in the background?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be funny if your mom just has a phone playing music.
She's just
singing. The last time, Luis.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I've been here before.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you earlier. What made you move out to New York, NYU?
Yeah, I came out here to go to college. Nice. And then I got like...
You fell in love?
Well, I got like a good scholarship and everything. So I was like, all right, I won't go into that much debt.
He's a smart kid.
He was like a businessman.
Yeah, no, I
seen the picture of him in the suit?
Did you ever work a real job after college?
I had a sales job. And but I had like an investment banking like internship.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I did that for a summer. I don't like that you that's queue great. It up that quick.
Yeah,
my favorite.
That's great.
That's
so you were like on the path like a sick.
Oh, I
life.
Should not be here. Yeah, I should be making a lot of money somewhere else.
Yeah,
but dude, because I had an internship in finance.
Where? What job? What
company? Wells Fargo. And I went.
Damn, dude.
I went to Wells Fargo like headquarters in Charlotte, and in 10 weeks I made like $28,000. So it was just so much money, but I would literally get up to go to work at 8. I'd be there at 8:30, and you would leave work at like midnight. So you would make all the money in the world, and then you just wouldn't have any time to do with it.
You're a bodega owner.
Yes, but yeah, to like such a high extent. So after I did that for like 5 weeks out of the 10 weeks, I was like, this is retarded. Like, I don't want to keep doing this. So then at that point, I kind of stopped caring. And that's a great point when you have a job that everyone cares about and they have to keep you for another 5 weeks because they can't fire interns unless you like, you know, fucking harass somebody. So it was great because they'd just be like, hey, you want to stay late to do this? And I'd just be like, no. and then at the end, they bring everyone into like the, you know, HR office to tell you if they're going to offer you a full-time job or not.
Yeah.
And then the lady offered, she's like, we're not going to offer you the job. He was like, do you have any questions? I was like, no. I was like, that makes complete sense. Because another thing that you can do is you get free dinner if you work until like 8.
So you'd work till 8:01?
No, because then you get dinner at 6. So I'd eat and leave at like 7.
That's awesome.
But the like HR people that like keep track of your timesheets and everything and approve them, they leave at like 5 because it's an HR job. So as long as you're working after 5, you can say I was here till 1 in the morning and they wouldn't know about it. So you just say on your little timesheet that you fill out, you're like, I was here till about 12:30.
What were you supposed to be doing so late?
The thing is that...
What were you supposed to be doing so late that you were still able to leave early and everything was fine?
Well, because there's fucking 18 other interns there.
Gotcha.
But the other
thing... Damn, so you just put all the work on them.
You guys got this.
Because another thing. I knew I wasn't going to get the job because one day, randomly, they sent us like a test. They didn't say it was a test, but it was a test. Because they emailed everybody at like 12:30. And I was asleep. Because I was like, all right, I'm going home. And so I did it the next morning, which is like 8 hours later, which is like too late for them. But I was like, all right, I sent it off and I was talking to one of my friends who was also an intern. They're like, oh, what's up? Not much. I just did this assignment that like fucking Reggie or whatever sent to me. He was like, oh, what was it? I was like, he asked me to like pull these three things. He was like, oh, he sent that to me too. I was like, oh, did you finish it? He's like, yeah, I did it last night when we got it. And I was like, oh, I'm not getting this job.
Yeah.
That's the one test they probably do on you like all year. And I failed it miserably.
Yeah.
So then I was like, all right, I'm obviously not going to get it. And I also don't want it. So even if they catch me lying on the timesheet, I'll just be like, I was confused. I thought I stayed late that day.
No,
yeah.
No English. Yeah.
But yeah, I did become really good friends with the cleaning staff.
Yo, so what do you guys do? Like, this is pretty cool.
Cause
you guys get to leave at 6.
I don't know why. I'm just naturally attracted to what you're doing.
So you just like wipe up and down. All right.
But it's funny because everyone I worked with was white and the cleaning staff was brown. So I like think I like ended up like white guilting them into it because when I got there, they wouldn't really talk to them. And then by the time I like was leaving, they like knew their names because I talked to them. I was like, oh, what's up, Manny? And then when I saw like one of the white guys be like, hello, Manny. Hello, thank you for doing
this. Hello, Manuel. Thank you for your valuable work here. We really appreciate it.
Exactly. So I was like, hell yeah. I made a difference for Manny for 10 weeks.
We're not going to offer you the job.
Yeah.
But the cleaning service, they're looking for a guy. You want to do it?
And they also really like you. So yeah, I didn't get that job, but I made a ton of money doing it. And
what
did
you do after school?
After school, I went to... I started doing comedy. Okay. So I started doing comedy senior year because I realized the thing I've been trying to do all when I was in college sucked. So I was like, all right, I have enough money that I like paid for like a few flights after college. And I put down like a hefty amount towards my student loans too. So I was like, I'll be fine if I get like a regular job. I was like, so I'm going to get a regular job. I'm going to try this thing that I really like that is stand up. And then by the time I graduated, I was just so into stand up. Mm-hmm. And then I just got like a regular job doing like tech sales. And then I got fired from that because I like stand up too much.
Because
again,
what?
I got fired from that because I liked doing comedy too much and I wasn't hitting my sales numbers. So they'd be like, hey, you're kind of behind, but we're on the East Coast, so you can stay.
You're kind of behind, Luis, but the cleaning staff loves you.
Again, also true. And they're like, we're on the East Coast, you can stay later and work some West Coast calls if you want. And again, I was like, no. I'll come in like a little early if you want me to come in like at 8:30 instead of 9 and like do some prep work to like be more effective during the day, but I'm not going to stay later.
Yeah.
So then like halfway through my like what would be my last month, because you're hitting numbers through the month, right? And like literally like the 14th, they were like, hey, you're not on pace to hit, so you're gonna, that's we're gonna awesome. Let you go.
What yeah. what job?
It was just a tech sales job at a place called CB Insights. And you know
oh,
what?
Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, really?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, they fired me.
Fuck you, CB.
Yeah. Suck my dick. And I was really upset because a month before that, it's the first time I got paid doing stand-up because there was a talent show at my work. So they're like, do you want to do stand-up? And I was like, sure.
That's crazy that you did.
It was insane. But because I had to do it clean, and I only had like 3 minutes anyway, but it was like a 5 minute set. So I did like my jokes or whatever, and it went well.
When was this?
It was 20. What year did I graduate? 2018.
So it's probably, I was like, that's when we met.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it was like literally when I was like first starting.
Doing your Monopoly jokes?
Yeah. I did a Monopoly joke. I did a dating joke. I did something about how I look so shitty because I was just dressed like crap. And I remember I did that and I won the talent show. So I got $100 and I got to perform a different set. And it didn't have to be a different set. I got to do a different show for the company, like the whole thing that's like 200 people at the Christmas party. But they fired me like a week before that. So I was like, God damn it. I was so upset.
I can still do the comedy though, right? I can still come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you guys still need entertainment.
Damn.
But I got $100 Amazon cool. gift card and they believed in me ever since.
That's really cool. Do you have a lot of cousins?
None that I like know, but I have like a ton, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know any cousins?
I know like they exist. They're I know their names. Yeah, all of my family except my brother and my mom is in Mexico. Like my grandma, my aunts, my uncles,
yeah,
they're all
like
there.
Like Mexican pride. Are you like, fuck yeah, dude, I'm from Mexico.
I cheer for the Mexico team in the World Cup.
You do?
Yeah, and like whenever I started boxing recently, so I'm like, I'm going to do like Mexican style boxing. Well, like I'm just going to fucking throw hands.
Julio Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hit me.
Become chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a... All right, hold on. So your dad seems like he's coming from like the economic situation where like illegal immigration to the United States makes sense. But it seems like where like your mom probably could have just like gone to college here or something, right? She came from like a connected family in Mexico City.
Oh, sure. Yeah. She could... She
could have had like a nice life in Mexico.
Like my mom's sisters are all doing like well.
Yeah.
Like they have properties and they do a lot of stuff. And she was just like, no, I want to leave. So then she came here and she was by all... you know, intensive purposes doing pretty well for a while. Like we had from our first house, we got a second house that was like bigger. She had like a job that like was paying her decently. My father had a job. So they were doing pretty well in terms of establishing like the American dream, quote unquote.
But do you think if your mom had like not met up with your dad and if she'd just been like gone to her family, be like, hey, I think I want to like maybe to like move somewhere in America. Are there like,
I don't think that would have happened.
That wouldn't have worked out.
No. Cause the structure of like a typical family in, I want to say all of Mexico, but especially that part where they grew up in, is it's so family centered that the idea of leaving, like my grandma still freaks out that I don't live with my mom. Cause she's like, you're not married. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or at least like live in the neighborhood. The fact that I live a 6-hour flight away is mind-boggling.
Wait,
to her.
Your mom's probably also pretty sad about that, right?
No, yeah. She's like, she's very supportive. Cool. The thing is, I'm very lucky that my mom is who she is, because if she were more centered into like those traditional Mexican values, I would just be fucking like...
Yeah, your mom split. I didn't even... Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would be doing... I think I'd be like a store manager at a Foot Locker in Portland. Like, there's really... It's so family centered that they're like, no, you stay here until you start your own family and then you raise them and then they start their own family.
And you flee to Canada.
Exactly. So it's, but over there, it's not uncommon for you to have a house where you grew up. And then when you start having a family, you build like a floor on top of that house. And then that's where you and your family live. And you keep doing that until the original family, they die. And then the youngest family
moves down
cool. again.
That is pretty cool.
I want to do that.
So it's insane because you're my, what's it called? My aunt lives across the street from my grandma. That's her house. For the rest of her life, she'll live across the street from her mom.
That's
and
weird.
Everyone lives in the same neighborhood. So it's, I don't think it would have been any different.
It's pretty interesting.
I hate to do this, but I have to leave.
You have to leave?
Yeah.
All right. Luis,
it's over an hour anyway. But
wait, can I ask our rap question? Did.
Yeah, yeah, it's 105.
What's your okay. What's your favorite memory with you and your family?
My dad got deported.
those 3 hours I had by myself in the house,
just able to chill,
eating cereal. Yeah.
I don't know if I have a particular favorite memory.
Sorry, hold on. It's like Home Alone, but he's just Luis eating spicy candies. As many mangoes as he wants. No one's even
breaking in. I'm just like, this is great. I would say I have favorite memories with each like member of my family. I don't know if collectively there was ever a moment where I was like, oh, this is great. You know, because I had like obviously like happy moments with them. They're my fucking family, but nothing like sticks out in particular. With my father, some of the best memories I had were just practicing baseball because he would literally just have playing a glove. Catch. He would have like a glove. And the thing is, the man's
with his hand.
The man's retarded, but he's also so smart in the sense that he was very good at learning things because he never played baseball. They don't really have baseball that much in Mexico. Or at least they didn't back then. So he literally like learned how to do shit just by watching people do shit. So he would...
you throw the ball, you get the ball.
So he would hit us...
More simple.
He would hit us grounders. So me and my brother would both practice. He would like have the glove and they'd toss it up from the glove and hit it with the bat. Yeah. And he hit me grounders.
Classic dad move.
Yeah. And I remember thinking of that and being like, this is fun. Like, I enjoy this.
Yeah, dude.
This.
Nothing like grounders.
Yeah, exactly.
You know TJ played college baseball.
Yeah, I heard. Okay. Very good. Way better than me. So that would
Trace,
be one
though. Fucking Trace.
Yeah, Trace is very good. So I that's one of my good memories with my father. With my mom, I would say just I don't know, there was a point where like it was just me and her and we were all just so sad and like depressed because of everything going on, but I don't think we registered it as such. So every night we would just like eat ice cream and just watch George Lopez.
That's cool. That's actually like an awesome memory.
Yeah, so I remember that being like a very like happy moment, even though it was so sad, just because I'm like, I like that we're doing this
quality time.
Exactly. And then with my brother, he's fucking lives across the street from me. I just love the guy. He's always there and we always fuck around.
Came to Tall Boys.
He did come to Tall Boys.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Did you guys set it down?
We're moving to a new location.
No, it's dead. It's dead forever.
All right. I do have to go.
Bye.
Anything you want to say?
Any plugs?
Not that it fucking...
Yeah. Plugs. I'm going to be in D.C. Featuring for Emma Willman on January 26th to 28th.
Hell yeah.
Any other dates are on luislopez.com, luislopezcomedy.com, and follow me on all socials at Luis Lopez is here. And that's it.
Also, if your Luis is dead, make sure to give him a call.
Also, congrats to Luis on New York Comedy Festival. New faces kind of thing.
New faces.
Yeah. I'm a face that's new.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. So
he was at the show where no one got representation.
That's true.
No, nobody?
Not yet. I'm holding that hope.
On the other show, a bunch of people did.
Did anybody reach out to you? Whatever. No. We'll talk about it. All right. thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.